Q94, your Mountain of Rock, as we continue this Friday morning adventure. And we're going to pause for a moment and go hang out in Thayer and talk with head coach of Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a, it's just been a wild ride, but here we are. And now, you know, you guys had a bye week last week, right?
Yeah, we had a bye. We were fortunate to get the one in our district. So
that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Being able to have a little extra week.
It is, and not only for just the preparation side of things, but you know, we had a pretty physical week, 9 games. So our feet back under us is a big deal.
Well, so tonight you're gonna be taking on Pierce City. What are you seeing now the Pierce City Eagles?
You know, they've really improved these last couple weeks. They've kind of have found their identity offensively, and you know, do a really good job in you know, running some RPO stuff, and you know, try to get the football in the hands of their best athletes. And you know, so defensively, we have to do a good job of aligning correctly and communicating, or they could hurt you. And then you know, defensively, they've kind of mixed it up a little bit as the games have went on this year. And so we just have to be ready for whatever front and whatever alignment they want to give us defensively.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say they're going to stack the box. Is that, I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, yeah, taking a guess.
Hey,
but
if you're a betting man, I'd say majority of the teams stack the box against us. It just depends on what fronts you get. And, you know, if you get a 3-tech or a 2-tech, all that little stuff matters. So,
yeah. Well, you know, and the thing about it, I mean, it's no secret. You guys, you like to crack the edges and then, you know, of course, work it between the tackles. But it's. You know, people think, okay, well, it's just a running game. They're running off the tackle, or they're running between the tackle and guard, or they're running off the guard center, A-gap, you know. But there's more to it than that. I mean, it's more about those O-linemen.
Yeah, it is. And you know, they have to be confident football players and knowing what defenses are giving us and how we need to block it up. And, you know, those guys for us do a great job. And, you know, we've been successful in the run game, you know, really solely because they're confident in their play, and they trust the guy next to them. And, you know, we can roll from there. But, you know, when teams mix it up, it can always be tough. You know, I could say that last year when teams would mix it up and we were really young up front, mm-hmm. It was really tough. But, you know, I think our guys have played those big games where we're really quality teams, mix some stuff up defensively, and you know, you can still kind of take care of business by just communicating and knowing what to do.
Now, is Pierce City a team that could, like, run blitz? Is that anything that, you know, you guys work on, you focus on a little bit?
Yeah, you know, they've kind of mixed it up. You know, they as of late, they've really shown some more blitz packages defensively, and you know, some cover one, cover zero looks, and I think that's what we'll get. You know, just depending on down and distance. So, you know, that's kind of one of those things in that bye week that we're able to to kind of prepare for. And, you know, I think our guys are confident with what we might see on certain down and distances.
Well, and, you know, with the extra week, everybody healthy, good to go?
Yeah, for the most part. And we get some guys back, so that's always good. You know, we were missing our ex receiver last 2 weeks, and we get him back. So, you know, we can move Zeb back to the fullback spot and you know, do some other things there. So that's always nice.
Right on. Everybody, head coach there, Bobcats, Briar Hancock, we appreciate you. Good luck tonight. The SCA should be very proud as a whole. We've got several teams still competing, you know, Salem, Mountain Grove, Thayer Bobcats, Ava, and Liberty. That says a lot about a conference, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, and unfortunately, some of those guys have to play each other, and you know, that's just the way it is. But as a whole, I thought our conference was really represented well in districts.
Right on. Hey, Coach, appreciate you again. Head coach there, Bobcats, Briar Hancock. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Hey, we got some more rock and roll that's coming at you, but don't forget, your 8 o'clock hour on the Mountain of Rock Q94 is brought to you by Baird Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler in West Plains at Baird RV Outdoor Marine, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Don't you get a bad deal. You need to get a Baird deal, because why pay more? Coming back with a forecast, and we'll spin some more tunes.